All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Brad Friesenberg, Assistant Extension Professor.
All right, Brad. Well, we are coming into the time of year when people are starting to plant and get their gardens going and trying to get their yards looking nice. And we want to know about fertilizers. Basically, sometimes you see people who are giving their yards everything they can. They're putting fertilizers out and they're trying to maintain it. But for some reason, it's just not working the way they would like it to or the way it needs to. Can you tell them a little bit about why that might be happening?
Sure. If you look at all the fertilizers that are on the market, probably the biggest mistake most homeowners make is not to conduct a soil test. By conducting a soil test, they would be able to determine, you know, what nutrients are needed, as well as knowing what nutrients are not needed. But I think more importantly, what a soil test will do for them is tell them what the soil pH is. And you know, in my mind, that is probably more important. Due to the fact that if the soil pH is too acid or too basic, then nutrients that are applying to the soil are usually locked up in the soil and not available to the plants.
Wow, so there's a lot more to it than people, you know, may know. Some people are just going out there thinking, okay, I'm going to spread this across my yard or my garden, and it's going to grow big and pretty and good, and sometimes it's actually the opposite of what it needs.
That's exactly it.
Now, for folks who are looking to maybe go ahead and do the soil tests, where are those offered, and what sort of things should they look for? And are there basic tests, or are there more detailed tests?
Okay. First, homeowners could just go to their local extension office and talk to them about doing a soil test. And many times the extension offices will have a soil probe that the homeowner can borrow. And they also will have some guidelines on how to take a soil test. But that soil test then can be submitted through the local extension office. They will fill out a form indicating what it's for. And it's important for a homeowner to specify if it is for a vegetable garden or an ornamental bed or for their lawns, because many times the recommendations that come back may be different.
Very good, and I was actually just getting ready to ask you that, so I'm glad that you said something about it. Now, also, for folks who may have larger yards, are soil tests something where they should be doing this in more than one place? Should they, you know, go from one side of the land and then all the way to the extreme opposite to make sure, or is this just a one-time, one-place-needed thing?
We want them to get a representative sample, and if they feel that the soil around their home or within their gardens and such are uniform, then one sample may be enough. But if they know that they do have soil differences, or perhaps they have an area that has been troublesome in the past, then they would separate that out and perhaps do two or three different soil samples.
Very good. All right. Now, do you know exactly how much it will cost someone to bring the samples in to get tested?
I know every extension office is a little bit different. I know they will charge the basic fee, which I believe is around $15, but they may also add on some mailing costs to send the samples in to campus here. So it could vary anywhere from $15 to $20.
Very good. All right. Now, I also see something on this release about specialized tests. Do you know what that is in regards to?
If someone wanted to go further into, you know, outside of what a basic test offers, then they could look at micronutrients, you know, just other specialized tests that maybe deals with salt content of the soil. But most often homeowners don't really need to worry about these too much unless there is a problem that shows up. And somebody in extension may make a recommendation to go further into doing more sampling and run these additional tests. But a basic soil test should give a homeowner most everything they need.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us. Is there anything else you'd like to let listeners know?
No, I think that's pretty basic, and we got it covered.
Very good.